Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello.
And our friend, Alec.
Hello. It's great to be here.
Mini-episode.
Yeah, this is kind of going to be this is the end of the Power Rangers episode arcs. If you want to listen to our last episodes, go check out our last five. And yeah, that's really it. fuck you. This one should be a quick one.
It's Vulcan Skull. The ongoing adventures of Vulcan Skull.
So, in the trade we have that we've read, this is at the very back. In the issues themselves, it is a two-issue or two-page spread on the back of each issue. So
Hence the ongoing adventures.
Yeah. We did four issues, so we're going to have eight pages on this one. Like we said, the ongoing adventures of Vulcan Skull.
Yeah.
It was written by Steve Orlando. Art was done by Corinne Howell. Colors by Jeremy Lawson. And letters by Jim Campbell.
So we come into their principal wanting more pictures of Spider-Man.
Yeah, exactly what I thought.
I can't remember what the principal's name was, but yeah.
Principal.
That's what... okay.
But anyway.
Kaplan's. There we go.
There you go.
Principal Kaplan.
Principal Kaplan's.
Yeah.
What's with their names? Are their names... See, Fargus Bulkmeyer, Eugene Skullovich, Vulcan Skull...
Yeah, I mean...
Oh, they're each names. One is named Farkas Bulkmeyer. The other is Eugene Skullovich. I was like...
There you go.
I missed the periods there.
Good job there.
Yeah,
they just got in trouble because they always get in trouble. This one is more... These backup stories are more lighthearted.
Well, yeah. Does that say toupees for a dollar on
the... Yep, because he's looking up toupees. What ends up happening is they're getting yelled at by the principal. But before... anything else could happen, another teacher or a secretary or something,
or whatever,
comes rushing in and says that there is a delivery service that just dropped off 30 Italian party subs, and that, you know, it's a cash on delivery. So they're rushes off to try and figure out what's going on there. Ultimately, it was, you know, Vulcan Skull that ordered it.
A ruse.
Yep. And as they're walking down the hall, because they just up and
sneaking
left...
Sneaking down the hall.
They're
doing like that goofy
stuff.
Yeah.
But they just up and left the principal's office, because a principal would do that and leave their students, but whatever. Yeah, they're just having a quick little conversation. They see Kimberly and Trini and their other friend Ronnie. I don't know who Ronnie is. But they are trying to impress Kimberly and Trini. They want to go out with them.
Understandable.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they're going to try and become Power Rangers, because that will make them more desirable.
I guess they figure they like the Rangers. If we become Rangers...
I could be a Power Ranger.
Everybody could be a Power Ranger. Actually, by the end of Power Rangers in Space, everybody was a Power Ranger.
Really?
It was a whole thing. You should watch it.
Never seen it.
It sounds similar like the Buffy the Vampire Slayer thing, where it's like everyone who would have been a Slayer.
No, that one's
Slayer.
Different, because those people actually became Slayers. Mm-hmm. In this one, it was... like the whole I Am Spartacus thing.
I don't know.
You guys don't know. Mm. You uncultured
Spartans. Or the one it's like, I'm Spider-Man. No, I'm... Oh, there's a Spider-Man that had a news conference or whatever to like actually come out as the Spider-Man. But everyone in the city wanted to protect Spider-Man's identity. So they all came forward as like, I'm Spider-Man. Like, I'm Spider-Man. And the actual Spider-Man's like, I'm Spider-Man. It's like, yeah. Like, it's going to be Peter Parker. Lol.
I think I was part of Spider Island.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, I do remember that.
Because
that was the whole deal that... screw them over. Anyway, but yeah, something similar to that. So we go to the Angel Grove Youth Center. Now, if you remember, the Youth Center was where, in the show, where
that's
everything
where
happened.
Out, right?
The dance happened. That's where the dojo was.
Yeah.
Gymnastics were. Basketball, apparently.
We're using the same set. Like,
well, no, it was literally... That's literally what it was.
That's what the rec center was.
It was like, all right, here is the bar where they got all the food.
Mm-hmm. The juice
bar. The juice bar. And then that room over there was...
Everything else.
Everything else. Like, it was literally all in the same place. It wasn't, we just didn't want to use reuse sets. We didn't want to use new ones. It was all in the same place.
That's cool.
So
best Rec Center ever.
Kind of was. Also super tiny. But Bulk and Skull are at the youth center, and they see that the Power Rangers are on TV fighting.
So they go and abduct a putty.
Yeah, well, they end up, they think, oh, hey, we can rush down there and help. And they accidentally get a putty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they're thinking, hey, this is the best, what better way to become Power Rangers than by, you know, destroying this putty or
beating him up. Showing the girls they can beat him up.
And so they happen to drive by where Kimberly and Trini are at this, playing basketball with a bunch of youth, mm-hmm. younger ones.
And when a putty sees it, freaks out and just like breaks through the terrible...
Yeah, they tape them to their Lazy Boy,
mm-hmm.
and then put the Lazy Boy on top of their van, still taped. I guess it made sense to them. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, this will work perfectly.
But the putty gets away. Kimberly and Trini are getting ready to pounce on the putty, but Bulk and Skull decide to show themselves, and they have some interesting armor choices.
Yep.
Rollerblades and...
I see a teddy bear on the knee.
Yeah.
I see a football helmet.
Uh-huh.
A big, like, Texas longhorn.
Texas belt, yep.
Yeah.
The putty, I think, recognizes that these guys are the ones that captured me, so he goes after them. As Kimberly and Trini accidentally trip on the basketball that then just goes flying and knocking out the putty.
Yeah. Because they can't shift around, so they just bounce it off.
Exactly.
Things,
like they improvise. They figure out real quick that this putty was captured and then released by Bulk and Skull to try and prove some point.
Mm-hmm.
Make him look cool. It doesn't go so well. Cops show up, apparently, and can't remember what happens after that. Either way.
Yeah.
You know, they just... Those two go walking away from Bulk and Skull, and... They're just like, all right, okay, cool.
Well, that kind of sucks.
Kind of.
Do you think they were impressed?
I don't think they were impressed. But that's the end of the trade.
Yeah, this whole arc.
I love these issues. Like, when they started releasing them a couple years ago, I picked up the first trade, which you guys were reading, and I loved it.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it was great. It was a good read. And
it made me want to go back and watch the show, which I did.
And then you're disappointed.
Like, all right, cool. Stop the show. Let's go read the comics again.
It's like, I got my nostalgia trip. I'm done.
Yep,
now.
All right. 5 minutes of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. You made it through 3 episodes.
I did. I skipped a lot, though.
Mm-hmm. No, I was going to go on a long thing about nostalgia. It's weird. Some things you're like, oh, God, as a kid, like I loved watching this one movie repeatedly. And you go back and watch it, you're like, oh, something just doesn't feel the same.
Oh, there's definitely... Hey, I got a podcast for you, then. It's a podcast of, you know, friends of mine that actually are all about nostalgia, so...
That's the Wreck My Podcast, isn't
yep,
it?
Yep, it is.
I've actually listened to an episode of it. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have a blast with that. But, yeah, no, this... I'm looking forward... Because you guys are reading it fresh, which is fun. I know what's coming, so I'm really interested to see in later episodes what you guys think.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you'll like it. It's like I said, it's a great show or great book. But yeah, any closing thoughts you guys have?
And now for our closing thoughts with Jerry Springer.
Name off a handful of thoughts that we know.
Anyways, I liked it. It was a quick read.
Yes.
Like, mm-hmm. I think I finished that one off on a break at work or two breaks at work maybe.
Well, and it being 5 issues helps that.
Yeah.
And, well, and then even from this point on, they're 4 issues.
Oh, sweet.
That's up good. Until, I think, about issue 25, because they have a crossover. So.
Crossover with what?
Go-Go Power Rangers. They had a second series come out. Around issue 12 of this.
That's not like Teen Titans Go, is it?
Or nope. Track? It is. So this one takes place... Look at these eyes.
Yeah.
This one takes place... Right after they get Tommy becomes a good Power Ranger. Go-Go Power Rangers takes place right after they become Power Rangers.
Oh.
So, it's the crossover they did was an interesting one. I really like that one. But yeah, so we will hit that in progression.
Yeah, so we're gonna hit that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess my question is like, what year did this?
2016. If you listen to the beginning of the episodes, beginning of the podcast, you'll know that.
Oh yeah, recap for our listeners.
No. When Joey said it.
Yep.
terrible memory and attention skills.
It's all good.
Hey, what's that shiny thing?
What?
Ooh, shiny. So yeah, just a quick, I guess, kind of a recap. Our opening song was, we mentioned Wreck My Podcast, just my friend Joe from there.
Sex Turtles.
Yep. From the band Sex Turtles. Him and Cam.
Cam, yeah.
Joe did, made our song. Go give them a listen. Well.
Do they have real songs too?
Nah, well, I don't know that one. They made our song, so I'll give them a shout out.
There we go.
Also,
we know they made at least a song, "Sex Turtles."
Also, I've been avoiding this for some time.
Oh shit!
But go give us a like and subscribe, 5 stars, blah blah blah. I don't like to ask for validation. But
how about this? If you like it, like it. If you want to subscribe, subscribe. Yeah. If you want to give us a rating, give us whatever rating you feel like giving us. I don't give a shit if it's 1 star, 5 stars, right, 8. How many stars do we get?
5.
Okay, I don't care if it's 1 star, give 5 stars, 8 stars. Just
give us a review. Like,
an honest review.
I don't like asking for it because I don't like asking for the validation. But I also understand that if I don't ask for it and I don't get them, I won't go up. Like, when you go search for it on...
Basically, all we're trying to do is get more people to see the show.
Yeah, that's really what it is. I know, and that's
the point. It may sound callous and shallow, but...
I was trying to go by word of mouth. And
But Joey puts a lot of effort into the show. I don't.
More than I probably should, honestly.
I don't. Ellie doesn't.
Yeah,
but,
I put even less effort in.
I really just read things and then show up here and kind of wreck his show, so...
He's not really a wreck. It's a fun little banter.
And I make fun of him.
We get to learn more about each other. It's my thing, you know? I don't get to hang around with Joey too often, so.
Yeah. But yeah, go ahead and do that for me if you don't mind. Really appreciate it. And
if you do mind, teach your grandma to suck eggs.
I do know that I am, by the time this episode airs, I will have just gotten some stickers in. And
ooh,
I know,
dude,
I'm
our shirts.
I'm working on getting some shirts made. If you guys have any interest, I know I actually have Chris from... Fortress of Comic News was interested in getting a shirt, so I might send him one his way when I get some more.
Dude, you know what we should have done? We should have made a bunch of shirts, and then I should have worn my trench coat, and then I'd be like, want to buy a shirt?
pardon me. That's expensive. Shirts aren't cheap.
Yeah, I don't know.
And again, the ones we got, I had them made quick specifically for Indiana Comic Con, so we can wear them and kind of help promote.
Yeah,
gonna be handing out some stickers and I got a couple pins too.
Did you make business cards?
No, that's what the stickers are for.
I gotcha.
Yeah,
are they cool stickers? Somehow,
it's literally just our logo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does it have like stuff written on there?
Nope.
Like, so they don't even know like where to go find us.
It's a sticker.
I like that.
Well, that's again later on the shirt. I want to have logo on front, on the back. Instagram, Twitter.
It's like follow us at...
Yeah, kind of thing. Gmail, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I've got something planned for that. I got a place to go through, and they do bulk orders. The only issue is if I know people are going to buy them, I'll make a bulk one. But I don't know if people are going to want to buy them. So
fair enough. Fair enough.
So I'll just do the...
Wait, let's rephrase it. We don't know if people are going to want to buy them. Yet.
We never know. We'll see.
This show's going to take off, and...
I kind of hope it does. I mean, the more we do it...
Joey's going to get some...
first edition t-shirts. They last.
There you go, yeah. Actually, ours are first edition. These will be second edition.
Ooh. Actually, technically, ours are second edition. Those are the second ones I made, but they came to me first. The way I ordered it, I put a rush order on this set.
All right, look, we've got the first and second editions, but if you guys went on a third edition... Talk to us. If you want it on the first or second edition, we might sell you one of our own shirts. Maybe.
Maybe.
You get the 1.5 edition.
guys, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having us.
We'll definitely get some more Power Rangers in the future. Thank you.
And on that note, goodbye.
Yep.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with a brand new story arc.